Sheriff, Florida doctor charged for shoplifting $2,716 worth of items from Target. By Amy Furr on January 30, 2026. A doctor was arrested after being accused of shoplifting from a Jacksonville, Florida, Target store on January 16. Authorities with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said the suspect, 40-year-old Lindsay J. Minshew, entered the store on River City Drive where she allegedly swiped $2,716.61 worth of merchandise, Fox 35 reported Thursday. An image shows the suspect, who is reportedly a practicing medical doctor, according to the New York Post. A Target employee reported the alleged shoplifting, and the Fox article said authorities identified Minshew, linking her to a Porsche 911 that was seen near the store when the shoplifting incident happened. Minshew was arrested at Baptist South on January 23. The car she was in was also reportedly stolen, according to the Post. Minshew was charged with grand theft of an amount between $750 and $4,999, according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Officials didn't say if she will face charges related to the stolen car, the outlet said. In May of 2023, Target's chairman and CEO Brian Cornell said the company would bleed about $500 million in lost profits that year, with organized retail theft being the main reason, Breitbart News reported. He said, "Left unchecked, organized retail crime degrades the communities we call home. As we work to address this problem, the safety of our guests and our team members will always be our primary concern. Beyond safety concerns, worsening shrink rates are putting significant pressure on our financial results," the outlet noted. In 2022, the retail giant recorded a $700 million loss from inventory shrinkage, Yahoo Finance reported. This is calculated based on losses from organized retail crime, vendor fraud, and damaged or mismarked items. On average, retailers attribute 37% of shrinkage to external theft, including organized retail crime, the National Retail Federation, NRF, reported. A few months later, Target began shutting down 9 stores in 4 states due to such theft. Those stores were in Democrat-run cities, Breitbart News reported at the time. In 2024, Target and Walmart locations in California began putting underwear in locked cases to curb the shoplifting that was taking a toll on business.